ChrisHaynesCleveland.com. LeBron, when you came back, you said you had a plan, you had a mission. Obviously, that's almost accomplished. But can you just talk to me about your emotions and what it's like to actually be in this position right now after even before you knew you came here, you knew you had something going.
I mean, my emotions is very emotional. You know, to be back in this city, and, when I made my decision to come back here, I knew what I wanted to do, but I knew it wasn't going to be easy. And it was going to take a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication, and it's going to be the toughest task for me to try to get this team back to the finals. And I had to step up my leadership. I had to be very patient, which I'm not very patient. I'm not a very patient guy, but I knew I had to work on that. And to be able to sit at one point during the season and see us at 19-20 and watching my team struggle, me sitting out 2 weeks. They wanted Coach Blatt fired, saying we needed another point guard. Will LeBron and Kyrie be able to play together? And so many storylines were just happening at that point in time. And for us to be sitting at this point today, being able to represent the Eastern Conference in the finals, it's special. It's very special.
Howard Beck with Bleacher Report. LeBron, you yourself, I think, said in the essay last summer that you kind of tried to lower expectations, that you couldn't expect a ton in year one. And obviously there were a lot of changes too, but this was basically a brand new team on opening night. Did you think you could do this quickly? And then where does this accomplishment rank among, I mean, it's five straight finals, obviously, but where does this one rank in relation to the rest?
Obviously, from the time I decided to come back to now, it's a totally different team. On the other side to come back, we had a number one pick, and we drafted Andrew Wiggins, and I understood that we're going to have a very, very young team, very unexperienced team, and it's going to take a lot of patience and a lot of hard work to get to where I wanted to get this team back to. obviously, things happened throughout the season, throughout the offseason, that allowed us to acquire Kevin Love, and as the season started, to acquire J.R. Smith and Timothy Mozgov and Iman Shumpert, to brought our team to a place where I felt that we could we can compete. And but I still thought we had to be very patient. I had to be very patient, being the leader of the team. But I knew we had the pieces that we can compete. Where does rank as far as my last four finals appearances? I mean, it's special just because it's today. It's tonight. And to know how far we've come as a group, to know how unexperienced we are as a unit playing together, I think that's special in its own right. No matter what happens from here on out, to see what we've accomplished being a first-year team together that's had different changes throughout the course of the season, has faced so many obstacles throughout the season, injuries here, transactions here, lineups here, something we can be very proud of to this point.
Mark Spears, Yahoo Sports. LeBron, when you made the decision to come back, how much did that 51-year departure from a championship come to mind? Do you think about that much, and perhaps being a guy that finally can end that in this city?
I'm a guy who believes in unfinished business, and I understood what these people were going through, the people here, not only in Cleveland but in Northeast Ohio and all over the world who love and bleed wine and gold. Also knew there was a couple of special guys here that was very special, and Tristan Thompson, that's to my left, and also Kyrie Irving at the time. That could help me get to a point where I've been before. So to be at this point tonight, sitting up here talking to you guys is, like I said, it's very emotional. It's very, it's just something I don't know. I mean, could I foresee this? At the beginning of the season, I couldn't. couldn't foresee us being in the finals at the beginning of the season, because I just knew that we just had to get better, and I just seen how young we were and how young-minded we were at that point in time. But I knew I had to lead these guys, and if they just followed my leadership, I knew I can get them to a place where they haven't been before.
What do you think about what the city's been through?
It's a hard-working city. And if you work hard for this city, they work hard for you. They give everything back to you. And that's just what J.R. Smith right here to my right, Tristan right here to my left, and the rest of the 12 guys in the locker room. We're just trying to work hard for this city. And they give it all back to us, as you saw tonight, with 20,000-plus fans.
LeBron, in the middle, Dave McBenham, ESPN.com. How did the journey of the season prep you to get here? As you mentioned, if you guys didn't lose games early, maybe you don't make radical trades. If you guys don't have injuries throughout the course of the season, you don't maybe realize the potential in all the guys on your roster. What about the path to where you are? How's that steeled you for these finals?
I don't know how many chapters we have in a book as far as this season, but there's at least five. You know, just from the start of the season to us making a transaction to acquire, you know, this guy to my right and Shump and Timothy, you know, to us having injuries, to us getting to the postseason, to Kevin Love being out for the season, to Kyrie getting banged up and being out for playoff games. We have so many different chapters to this season that's defined who we are. But we haven't, the one thing we haven't got caught up in is, you know, feeling sorry for ourselves. It doesn't matter. You know, if someone's out, the next man up. You know, if someone is not 100%, then as a brother, you pick that guy up. You know, and that's what it's about. You know, that's what it's about. That's what teamwork and you know, and trying to accomplish a dream is all about, being able to sacrifice yourself and what you can do for the better of the team. And that's what's got us to this point. Don't ask me another question until you ask one of these guys a question too, by the way.
I'm out. I'm done.
Yeah. I'm not. Don't say, hey, LeBron, I'm from Channel. Don't ask me a question. Ask these guys. Give me a break.
I could have stayed in the back.
But you look good. You're fit.
I fit this. Look yeah. Good. Like, hey, I ain't never wore one of these before. It's got to be on. Uh-huh.
Well, Joe Varden, Cleveland.com. I actually had one teed up for Tristan.
There you go.
But it starts with the word LeBron, so if you'll allow. When LeBron came home, as it's already been mentioned, he was talking patience. But when you heard that he was coming back, is this what you thought of immediately? And did you think it could be this year?
I was happy to be part of the team. Just have an opportunity to play with a great player like LeBron. It just motivated me. Once he decided to come back, the first thing I did was, you know, call the coach and get in the gym and get ready, because I know, you know, how serious he is about, you know, being successful and doing something special here in Cleveland. It just motivated myself, and I think it motivated all the guys that were on the team to just get better. And, you know, if you're asking, do you think we were going to be here? It's too far down the line. You know, I approached it day by day, that just to get better every day and put myself in position to help this team, you know, be successful.
Tristan, Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com. If you go back to game 4 against Chicago, the moment that LeBron hit that game-winning shot, you guys haven't lost since then. Can you put into words what that shot meant and what happened in that moment besides just winning a game on the road?
It was a unreal moment. I was just hoping that I didn't put him to sleep with my chokehold, but...
For you two guys.
But no, it was definitely huge for us in that series, and you know, we've been riding off that momentum and just getting better every day. And, you know, this series here, you know, everyone locked in and understood what it takes to, you know, beat the Hawks. And every guy came in and did what they had to do. Guys stepped up at different points of the series, JR, Deli, you know, LeBron, myself. It's just what we have to do every night.
I'll wait. You guys ready? Sam Berkman, WAKR Radio in Akron. This is actually for all three of you guys. Could you describe the last couple of minutes when Perk and Mike and all those guys were out there? It was great to watch you guys excited, jumping up and down, enjoying and soaking in the whole moment. Can you talk to everybody about what that was like?
Oh, you want to go first?
Youngest?
Youngest,
the oldest?
Oh, okay. Sure, yeah. Age before beauty for age. Guys came in and you know, big Perk, always staying ready, you know, Joe coming in and playing well, and all the guys that checked in, everyone did their part and just stayed ready. You know, you're happy to see those guys out there and, you know, going to work. And, you know, Perk with that right-hand hook, he's been, me and him going one-on-one every day in practice, and for him to come out and, you know, make it happen, it was just happy for those guys, for us all to be a part of something special. Swish.
Huh?
Your turn.
I mean, it's great, you know. Fortunately for me, in my 11 years, I've been able to be pretty much every one of those guys. Somebody who never got in the game, somebody who came off the bench, somebody who started, somebody who pretty much wore every hat on the court. So for me, whenever I hit a shot and whenever I do what I do, and as well as these other two guys, when we see those guys cheering for us, I mean, it's only right that we cheer for them. Even if it's at the end of the game, we're up by 30 or whatever the case may be. We always cheer for our teammates, and we appreciate them because they come in every day and make us better. You know, I come in every day, see Brendan Haywood on the treadmill, see Joe and Deli in the gym getting shots up. It makes you want to be better. And if you're 14th or 15th guys like that, I mean, why couldn't your first five or six, seven guys be like that? So that's why I do it.
Well, my message at halftime, I think we're up 17. My message to the guys at halftime was our motivation is to get Joe Harris into the game. That's what I told those guys at halftime. I said, our motivation for the second half is to get Joe Harris in the game. And they answered the call.
Bill Livingston, Cleveland Plain Dealer. JR, you guys hit threes all series at a very high rate. Would you talk about that and also about having Kyrie back?
It was great, you know. Well, first of all, having Kyrie back is one of the most important factors because he's a huge piece to this big puzzle that we have. And, I mean, it's great to see him out there physically moving the way he wants to move and do the things that he wants to do. But as far as his hitting shots, I mean, that's the type of team we are. We got arguably one of the greatest players ever to play the game, and to penetrate and attack and do the things he does, all we have to do is make open shots. I think that's one of the easiest things in basketball to do, is to make an open shot. So it's only right.
Tristan Alley Clifton, Fox Sports Ohio. Since the postseason, people have just raved about you and what you've been able to produce. What is it? What has it been about this stage that's allowed you to shine?
Just doing what I'm doing every night. Just play hard and just, you know, outwork the guy that's in front of me, whoever I'm guarding. Just don't have him beat me. And I think it's also give a lot of credit to my teammates. You know, putting me in positions or, you know, letting me grab offensive rebounds.
steal offensive rebounds.
Oh, yeah. Sure. We can be greedy with rebounds. So, you know, it's okay. That's okay. But no, just doing my job. But I'm here.
Yeah. How you go.
It's JR for you.
Yeah. But no, just doing my job every night and just playing hard. Just giving, you know, 100%, punching the clock, you know, do the little things, be the cleanup guy. And, you know, do whatever my team's asking me to do for us to succeed.
At Team Swish on Instagram if y'all want to follow me or something.
Got a million followers.
Trying to get like 2 million or something. Trying to catch a LeBron.
All right, we got time for two more. Sam Amico, Fox Sports Ohio.
Where you at? Awesome.
This isn't for you, LeBron.
I just know for you.
Oh. I just wanted to look in the right direction.
JR, the way where you were to start the season, obviously, coming here, I mean, how much of a godsend has it been to play with these guys for you?
It's unreal, almost. You know, I came out of the game, and, you know, I gave Coach a hug. I gave Bron Hug and all these guys. And then I look at Shump, and I just look in his eyes and see where we came, where we started from. You know, my mom was on the court when all the, you know, confetti and stuff, all that was coming down. She's like, talk about started from the bottom and now we're here. And I mean, to be able to do this, and I mean, it's unreal, you know, to be in this situation, in a position. I could have been in a worse situation, but I mean, my prayer has been answered. I mean, I'm playing, like I said before, arguably the greatest player to ever play the game. People that come in every day and enjoy what they do and work hard at what they do, like Tristan and the rest of the guys. And I'm in a great situation, and I just want to take full advantage of everything I can right at this point.
LeBron, Joe Varden, Cleveland.com. But from now until when the finals start, you know, the championship drought, it's going to come up again and again. And it's such a weighty issue here in Cleveland, of course, 50 years. And when you wrote the letter, of course, like, you kind of tried to connect back to the people here, and your Nike commercial connected you to everybody. Now that you're here, do you embrace kind of that 50-year drought? Do you use that to fuel what you guys all need to do, or do you have to separate yourself from that pressure so to be able to win?
Well, for myself, I think we all here know how long it's been since the champion has been in the city. I mean, you can try to not focus on it. You can try to say, okay, well, you know, it's not about that. But, I mean, we all know it. The one thing that we can guarantee as a team, as a group, 15 guys, our coaching staff, you know, the people that travel with us on the road or whatever the case may be that work every day, is we will give our best shot. No matter who comes out of Western Conference, either Golden State or Houston, we were going to give our best shot. Our coaching staff is going to prepare us the best way we can, and I will, as the leader, have our guys ready for war. Win, lose, or draw, because you can't predict the future, you don't know what's going to happen, we will give our best shot. And that's all for myself. That's all I can ask out of my teammates. That's all I can ask out of my coaches. And I hope that everyone here understands that it's not easy. It's not easy to even get to this point. It's so hard to win an NBA game. You know, and the fact that we've won 3 playoff series so far, it is very, very difficult. And if you've never been in this situation, you don't know how difficult it is. Only people can talk about it. One of my best quotes or favorite quotes of all time is Theodore Roosevelt. It's called The Man in the Arena, and I suggest everyone read it. It's basically about, if you never sweat or bled or been in an arena and had the dust, you know, go up on your face or be in battle, then you have no idea what it takes to be in the arena. So for me as a leader, all I can do is lead these guys, which I will do. The coach staff will give us the greatest game plan we can to win against Houston, against Golden State. But as far as guarantees, I cannot guarantee anyone. Can't guarantee the championship. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to lead. But I will guarantee that we will play our asses off. We will. From the first minute to minute 48, or if it's overtime, 53. We will do that. And at the end of the day, that's all I can ask for. That's all we can give. But we will be in the finals. I can guarantee that. Appreciate it.